Sunshine 96.7 FM, WLMX LP St. Petersburg, Radio St. Pete.
Hello, St. Petersburg. Hello, Tampa Bay. How we doing, beaches? Happy Friday, Radio St. Pete. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, and we are up next.
Whatever. I went down to the beach and saw Kiki. She was all like, and I'm like, whatever. Then this chick comes up to me and she's all like, hey, aren't you that dude? I'm like, yeah, whatever. So later, I'm at the pool hall and this girl comes up and she's all like, and I'm like, yeah, whatever. Cause this is my United States of whatever. And this is my United States of whatever. And this is my United States of whatever.
Hey, I'm Damon Fowler, and nothing gives me the blues more than listening to the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show.
Let's get this show on the road.
All right, well, happy Friday, folks. My name is Mark, and this is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We might be having some issues
already,
right out of the chute. So hopefully we'll be corrected here in just in a minute and see what's happening. We got a text message right out of the bat that Jazz was, oh, my God, what's happening? Yep, connection issues.
Okay.
We got two different ones. Are we good?
Thanks.
We're good to go?
All right.
Are we all set?
You need to play Legal ID.
Okay.
One more time.
Sunshine 96.7 FM, WLMX LP St. Petersburg, Radio St. Pete.
Okay, good.
Okay.
All right, so hey. We don't have to do the whole thing again, right?
No.
But I do want to do
it again for fun, though.
Yeah.
One more time.
Ready, set, go.
This time in Spanish.
Okay, so I guess we're good. Just got another gotcha, so we're okay. Anyway, folks, happy Friday, folks. My name is Mark, and this is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. What a beautiful day here in the FLA.
Yes, it was.
Mm-hmm. The weather is a changing. Ty, do you notice it?
It's about time.
It is about time. I swear to God, this was do you feel like this was a hotter than normal summer?
Yes.
I feel like it was pretty hot. One of the things, one of the big indicators for me was that I don't ever remember our pool water getting to the almost boiling point.
It was warm.
It was like, are you kidding?
Yeah, it was
get like, in and it's not even worth it.
Are you kidding?
It was kind of gross, like, to get
are
in.
You kidding warm? You know what I mean? It's like, ew.
I got in to cool off.
Right. Well, that quickly changed, though,
yes,
because we dove in the pool last weekend and it was like, oh, Lord.
Hey.
Won't you buy me?
Shrinkage.
Yeah. Immediate. Mm-hmm. It was super hot this summer, but I do feel like summer went by pretty quick. Yeah. I don't think it lingered.
I mean,
pretty much almost out of it already. And think about it. It's hurricane season. You know what I mean? So,
Knocking wood.
Yeah, knocking wood. So far, I mean, we've had some, you know, coming to the pike. And they've all veered away, so that's a good on us.
Yeah,
if we can get through the next probably six weeks.
Yeah, 6 weeks.
We'll be golden. We'll be right in there.
Should be good to go. Yeah.
So that's the thing. before you know, we'll be wearing long pants and sweatshirts.
I can't wait.
Complaining about how cold it is.
I'm looking for a wardrobe change. You know, tired of the T-shirt and shorts.
Family meeting quickly. Due to the heat of the summer and the high electric bills,
yes,
we will not be turning the heat on this winter.
Yep.
Never again.
Christmas is canceled.
I have to make up for some budget.
Everybody's going to have to go out and
there.
Kill and skin a bear.
Okay.
Create your own bear coat.
It's all about bear layering. Skin coat,
right. We're going to be wearing pelts this year.
Cool.
In the house.
Very traditional.
We'll have
a Viking Christmas.
Yeah. You'll be able to see our breath, but we'll be warm.
Yes.
Our bodies will be warm, but our breath will be visible. Hold on. My lungs have been super sensitive all week. Anyway, I don't know what that's about.
Probably because of the drier air.
Maybe. Yeah. Let's see. We are coming to you live as we do every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. from our Ginzo Garb Treehouse Studio, located in the historic Jungle Prado neighborhood of St. Pete, Florida. You fine folks are checking us out on either Radio St. Pete Online or on Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. In the studio, I wish I could say we had a whole crew here, but we don't. It's the huge. It's just the huge. It's my blushing bride, Steph, and our boy, Ty Ginn.
Throwing some guilt around.
Some guilt around. Mm-hmm.
You need to invite people.
That's true. That's one of the things we need to do is actually invite. We can't. You know, it's almost like I expect people to be like, hey, can we be on the show?
Mm-hmm.
I think you have to ask them.
Yeah. There's something about that. You know, invitations might be helpful.
Mm. Yeah.
But the weeks go by so fast.
They do. I mean, before you know it, the week's almost over and you haven't made any plans. And God forbid we have anybody over here before we clean the house. And
right.
Yeah, it's a whole thing.
Well, that's, you know, it's like, okay, so we hire a housekeeper.
Mm-hmm.
And that person... we'll have them come on Fridays, and then we'll have them join the show.
That's it, right. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And they can talk about the dust bunnies.
Mm-hmm. The large ones. The ones that almost got away.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Let's see. 727-804-5891 is the number to call or text. And I think if you've been listening to the show for a while, we kind of prefer a text. Just easier to deal with. We respond to the text messages as soon as we get them. Sometimes a call is fun, but sometimes a call sort of derails the whole sort of thing. But it's cool. Either way. Whatever you want to do. 727-804-5891. And we will talk to you about any old thing. Mm-hmm.
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 So I guess the biggest story of the week... wah, 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 wah. Right?
Was that Robert Redford died?
No. Well, I was going to mention that, but that's later in the show.
Okay. Well, I was
that's a big story. I was thinking that the biggest story of the week is that our First Amendment rights are fading away.
Gone.
Yeah. Our freedom of speech will soon be a thing of the past.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So enjoy our show while you can.
Fearless leader doesn't like it.
Does not at all. It seems like Trump and his regime have decided to target late night talk show hosts and comedians who he feels make fun of him.
I have an idea.
Yes.
We need to buy a boat.
Yeah. Oh, we're going to be the next pirate radio? Pirate radio.
Because cool. We only have to go a mile out in the Gulf.
What's that dude? What's his name? Rick Crandall.
Rick Crandall.
We need to talk to Rick Crandall. Maybe he can get us the name of a good boat guy.
We need to work out.
You see how they've been treating boats recently?
True? Did I see today that they've now blown up three boats?
Is it three?
I've heard there was three boats.
I thought it was just two.
See, the thing is, they blew up the first one, and they made a big deal about it. It's like, oh, we stopped all the drug lords from coming over. We blew up 11 people, all druggies. And then it turned out it was like, not
they
so much.
They were fishermen.
They're fishermen. So now I just heard today, like on the sly, that I think now they've blown up like three boats.
Nice.
So I'm
going to go to war with Venezuela.
Okay. You know,
why not? We're going to war with everybody else.
Yep. Anyway, first it was Stephen Colbert. His show was sort of canceled. He's still on air though until I don't know
whenever.
Until the season ends. And then just this week, Jimmy Kimmel, his show was suspended indefinitely. And you have to wonder. You have to ask yourself. You know, just how fragile is this dude? You know what I mean? When you think about the reasoning for all of this, there's people that are going to tell you that it's a business thing. It doesn't have anything to do with the freedom of speech.
Yeah, okay.
Bullshit. You know what I'm saying? That's a lie. It absolutely has everything to do with freedom of speech and the fact that the big orange tuna does not like these boys making fun of him. That's 100%.
Mm-hmm.
And he will, there's probably a business aspect to it because I know that there's two companies that own most of the stations that are trying to make a merger, like a $6.2 billion merger. They want a merger, right? They want to merge together. But, seems like Jimmy Fallon's on those channels, and we're not going to allow you
Jimmy
to make
Kimmel.
Jimmy Kimmel, right? Jimmy Kimmel is on those channels, and we're not going to allow you to do the merger unless you fix this.
Yeah,
let's get rid of them. It's ridiculous. Well, absolutely ridiculous.
And I worry about the merger as well.
Mm-hmm.
There will be zero diversity.
No, of course
not. We are headed towards basically, what do they call it in like Russia and North Korea? One
authoritarianism.
One media
outlet.
Oh,
right. Yeah. Yeah.
Where?
Oh yeah. Oh, wait, pretty soon, the only thing that they'll cut TV, they'll cut social media. We'll be able to hear whatever they want to broadcast to us by radio.
Yep.
And that'll be it. And it'll be whatever.
And we will have no communication with the outside world.
Yep. I mean, listen, folks, you might think that we're making a big deal about this, but here already they're going after late night hosts and comedians. Tomorrow it could be you or it could be me.
What I find interesting, when I was on Facebook earlier, I find it interesting that the people who paid attention in school when we learned about the government and the checks and balances of government
and I just got this text.
Why they're in place.
This is from Lenny and Solving. I'm sorry. This is funny. Just tuned in. Please watch your mouth. We want your show to survive. Ty, watch it.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, the same people who paid attention to government and how the government, checks and balances are supposed to be, are the same people who paid attention in history class prior, when we learned about World War II and Hitler.
Well,
they all seem to be in the same group.
I get so frustrated. It's like, isn't there somebody that can just go, all right, Donnie, look.
Yes.
You've had a bad day. I want you to go to your room and don't come out until you come out with a better plan, a saner plan
for
America.
But
isn't that the Supreme Court?
And Congress.
And he owns them.
Yeah, he owns them.
So we're screwed.
So, but the same people who seem to be concerned about the lack of checks and balances are also the same people who paid attention in history class.
Yeah, well, things
history is about to repeat itself.
Things are getting pretty dicey.
So
it's crazy. It's like every day there's something different. And it's, you start thinking about, well, what this is a distraction for this and this is a distraction for that. Mm-hmm. And, already... have we stopped talking about the Jeffrey Epstein stuff? I mean, I know that there's people, I see people online still talking about it. It's like, we can't forget. You got to keep pushing that. But, it's like...
They're not talking about it at all.
They're rolling down the hill with this snowball, and it gets bigger and bigger every day. And it's like, every day it's one more thing that either takes away our rights or whatever. It makes them richer and us poorer or...
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it is. It's
Canada's looking real good.
Oh, Canada. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Today is, you'll like this, Ty. Today is a happy talk like a pirate day. Maybe.
Oh. Yar.
Maybe.
Oh, remember, like a million years ago, couldn't you set like your Facebook language to pirate?
What?
There was something that you could set to pirate.
Well, pirates, I mean, in this area, it's kind of a big thing because we have the whole Gasparilla thing and, you know, here in St. Pete and in Tampa and stuff like that. But I feel like this whole talk like a pirate day is kind of early this year. Doesn't it usually come around Gasparilla, which is like in January?
Oh, maybe.
I was like, why? We're September.
Maybe there are two.
Warming us up.
Yeah. They're. You know.
Practice.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
They want to make sure you can speak proper pirate by January.
Start working on your pirate. Wednesday was National Pet Bird Day.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Ty, do you know anyone who owns a bird?
No.
You don't? Steph, do you know anybody who owns a bird?
Not currently. Mm. My brother had birds.
Your brother did have birds. My thought has always been like keeping anything that can fly in a cage is not cool. You know what I mean? If you want to own a bird, you know, maybe get a penguin.
Yeah.
Or an emu.
Yeah, they're not going to miss much.
own a flightless bird.
Own a flightless bird. I mean, how rude is that? I can fly, dude, and you're keeping me in this cage.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, you'll open the cage door, but you've clipped my wings.
Right. Yeah.
It's not cool. I don't know. Birds, you know, I don't know that I would be a good bird owner because I think every time I've seen like a, I mean, you've got to be a good bird owner. Otherwise, it gets to be a mess quick. Birds are not the cleanest animals in the world.
No.
It's too much work.
They're absolutely beautiful, you know, when you see them out in the wild and stuff like that. I don't know that I could ever own a bird. They kind of creep me out anyway. You know, the birds are like part of the reptile family. You know what I mean?
No.
Yes, they are.
No,
look it up. No. Yes, they are. Take those feathers off and see what they look like. They look like miniature
dinosaurs.
They look like miniature dinosaurs. Reptile.
It's not a reptile.
Well, it's the same thing.
No, it's not.
Reptiles and dinosaurs, same thing. Guy.
Oh, my God.
Did you go to school?
Touche.
I don't know.
I used to love at the Tradewinds.
Yeah.
They had a toucan in the lobby.
Yeah.
Back in, I mean, when was that? That was before you were born.
Way back.
So when did we come here?
That was for your brother's wedding.
For my brother's wedding.
Yeah.
And they had this huge, it was a good-sized cage, a big brass cage with a toucan.
Yeah.
And he was awesome.
My friend John Holland, his mom had this, another one of those great big huge cages like what you're talking about, like 8 feet tall, just a big thing. And they had one of those Beretta birds, that white macaw or what are they called? The white birds that was like on the show Beretta. I think it was a macaw or something like that.
I don't know.
Anyway, and his name was Judge, and he was just as mean as he could be. I mean, if you got close to his cage, you'd turn your back and you'd look around, and he's got his claw trying to get up and grab you, right? And then I had this guy. You remember when we had the carpet cleaning business, right? And remember those two guys? We did those two hotels on the beach in Reddington Beach, right? And they were both the two managers of the two neighboring hotels were both former morticians, right?
Yes.
But now they've retired from being morticians, and they both managed hotels. And they were friends. They were like morticians together. Anyway, I got to the point where I started going to this guy's house. The one manager's, I think his name was Larry, going to his house to clean his carpet. And he had this beautiful, just beautiful parrot. But Larry was an old hick and racist, and he taught this bird to say all these horrible racist things. It was so bad.
All right, so bird on Beretta, his name was Fred.
Wasn't he a macaw?
He was a Trinidad cockatoo.
Cockatoo. Yeah, that's close. I almost had it.
Yeah.
Macaw's close. It's,
yeah.
It's a bird.
It's a bird.
It's a lizard.
I almost said macaque, which is a monkey.
Sally, same thing, right, Ty?
Yeah. Same thing. They're all the same.
Sally Lou just texted.
They're not human.
Hold on. I love this. Sally Lou just texted that she had a bird and hated it. He was so mean. I called him Khrushchev. They're filthy to clean the cage. Sally
yes.
Lou. Yeah, I imagine. Yeah, you got to be a good bird owner.
Birds
to
are
own a bird,
messy.
They can get they can go south real quick.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I from everything we've talked about, caged birds get angry.
if you had the ability to fly,
do you wonder why?
And you were kept in a cage. I mean, that's not cool.
Yeah, that's not cool.
You know, I mean, look, we have dogs, but
aggression.
We have dogs, but they can't fly. You know, we don't keep them in cages.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Yeah, well, that guy that taught his bird all those racist things, he eventually got cancer and died. So there's your karma. There you go. That's what you get.
Would have been a Trump fan.
Oh, yeah, for sure. He was the OG Trump fan. For sure. Let's see.
Well, remember, Scott's bird could perfectly mimic, and I don't remember if it was like Jeremy crying or there was something that, and I don't remember if it was Bud or Stella, because he had two.
Right.
But it was like, what? And the inflection, everything, the voice.
It's creepy.
Was spot on.
They have some birds that can really do it. And I think the ones, there's like a minor birds are really good at mimicking, and I think there's another bird called a magpie that are also like spot on. So
that's spooky. I don't like it.
No, I don't. I like this though. Yesterday was a National Cheeseburger Day.
What?
And,
it was. Oh, good for me! I had a cheeseburger yesterday.
Did you get a Wawa one?
No. Not yet.
So Ty, are you? I mean, listen. I feel like Ty. I don't. Do you? I know that when we grill out, we'll eat a cheeseburger, but I never hear about you eating a cheeseburger. I have decided, when I heard that yesterday was National Cheeseburger Day, I was like, you know what? If I had to think about it, I think that if that was the only thing I could eat, it'd be a cheeseburger.
Yeah, I mean,
cheeseburgers are pretty. They're pretty.
Yeah, it's good.
They're delightful. They're satisfying almost every time. Have you ever had a bad cheeseburger?
As long as they come with fries. And yes, I have had a bad cheeseburger.
Yeah, but was it like 2 days old and in the fridge? I mean,
no.
You've had a bad cheeseburger?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was hearing this conversation the other day. I guess it was yesterday when they were talking about this National Cheeseburger Day. And they were talking about a lot of these places now that are trying to glorify their cheeseburgers are coming out with all these toppings. Now, listen, I've had a cheeseburger with a fried egg on it, and I think that's fantastic.
Pretty good.
Makes it a little messy.
It's worth it.
But it's fantastic. But then I was hearing that people putting peanut butter on a cheeseburger.
Peanut butter goes on bologna.
Well, so then somebody else called in and said peanut butter and a slice of bologna.
Yeah.
On your cheeseburger.
On your burger.
They were talking about...
those are two separate sandwiches.
Yeah. Somebody else said marshmallow fluff, and I was like, come on now. What are we doing?
Fluff goes with peanut butter.
Now you're trying to be cute, you know? Mm-hmm. So let's stick to the cheeseburger. I mean...
Real answers only.
Yeah, real answers only. I like that. Yeah. I feel like if I'm on death row, and they come to me, and they're like, okay, man. Tomorrow's the day. So tonight's your last meal. What's it going to be? I'm like, well, burger me up, man. give me a good burger. And I don't care if you cook it out in the back. You know, just a good cheeseburger.
Checkers fries.
Yeah. And I don't even want the fries. I just want some tater tots and have my wife come over and deliver some tater tots. I'm sure she's got some in her pocket. You know,
hey.
My girl Spud don't go anywhere without tater tots in her pocket.
I don't go far without them, that's for sure.
Debbie Dan Gray says, best cheeseburger last week at Granville Pub.
Ooh.
So I'm guessing that's in Ohio or
yes.
somewhere, Granville Pub. We've had some good ones here, here locally. Remember Daly's? Daly's is still
Daly's.
There.
Yeah, Daly's is great.
A great one.
Daly's is great. Look, Pasadena Bar and Grill.
Pasadena Bar and Grill right down the street is makes a good one. What's the one that you go to lunch to all the time? El Cap.
El Cap.
El Cap is another great one.
Trips.
Trips is yeah. a great one. They have then not they have all these new ones like BurgerFi and Whataburger and
Culver's.
Yeah, Culver's is good.
Culver's
is pretty good. I've only been to Culver's once,
but that's
it was
more,
pretty good.
You know, but Culver's is more in like the fast food chain.
Yeah, but
where like El Cap is.
Well, you got to break. You got to break down the fast food because McDonald's is McDonald's, right?
Yeah, it's
always
going to
be.
Food,
it's always going to be the same. A step up from McDonald's, I feel like, is Wendy's. The burger's a lot better at Wendy's, but then I think a step up from Wendy's is probably Culver's.
I think Wawa wins.
I've never had a Wawa burger.
It's surprisingly good.
Yeah. The Berg.
Oh my God!
Well, that's yeah. It's like its own category.
That's a whole thing. You know
the
what?
The Berg Bar and Grill.
I don't know how,
and the Berg Diner.
How could I forget about the Berg? Now here's something, folks.
The grilled cheeseburger.
The double grilled cheese.
Well, I know Paul's listening, and he had one, and so the Berg restaurant has you can get a single, a double, or a triple. Now. The wonderful thing about these burgers is that the buns are grilled cheese sandwiches.
Yes.
So it's a lot. You don't want to get the triple. It's too much.
You can't do it.
A double is almost too much. If you're talking about two grilled cheese sandwiches with a burger in between, it's...
You're going to sleep good.
You're going to sleep good.
And yeah. even
Maybe
if you,
forever.
Your heart function might not be so good afterwards, but it's...
And even if you get just the regular... burger from yeah. the Berg, awesome
mm-hmm.
on a regular bun.
They really do. They have a great flavor, and I think it's I'm
great.
Guessing they're using Worcestershire sauce or something. They got a better flavor
a little
than most.
Greek.
Yeah, it's not just
seasoning.
Meat.
I tell you what, though, I can't not include the Burger King Whopper in it. I've never been disappointed with a Burger King Whopper. They are the bomb.
And a year ago, post Helene, I forget when Helene hit, but between Helene and Milton, being able to get a Whopper.
Not much was open except for Burger King. It was like, let's do it.
They were cooking with gas. And when we didn't have power, you had to pay cash. You couldn't get a soda. There was nothing electric that you could get, but you could get a flame broiled burger.
Right.
And wow.
Yeah. I don't know. Listen, I just got a maybe forever from Lenny and Solvay and burgers.
Burger.
What are you going to do? Burgers.
Well, your dad always made fun of me because, you know, we would go to, you know, like a Korean restaurant or,
and,
you know.
Get
like,
a burger.
And I would always get a burger. It's like, I don't know. I'm not sure.
I'd be like, Dad, she's from Ohio.
I'm hungry. I don't know that I want to try the octopus pasta.
She barely knows what spaghetti is. I mean, just give her a burger.
I need
a pizza.
I need meat and potatoes can count on.
Yep. We are like right up to our break here. Okay. So after the break, I want to talk about us going last Saturday to go see Ty's band Phantom Power. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. right here on Radio St. Pete Online and on Sunshine. 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. This little ditty, now this is a Van Halen song, okay? And I found this on TikTok. And it's done by, hold on, Post there's this thing called Postmodern Jukebox.
Oh, yeah, they're real cool.
It's very cool. So dig this.
They've got
this
a ton of stuff.
This is Ain't Talking About Love, Postmodern Jukebox style. Dig this. We'll be right back. All right, well, I absolutely love that. Ain't Talking About Love, and that's originally a Van Halen song done by this Postmodern Jukebox. And there's this guy, I think his name is Scott Bradley or something like that, and I think he must be some sort of a manager or something like that. But there's so many of, it's like Scott Bradley Presents Postmodern Jukebox. I mean, I saw Black Hole Sun.
Mm-hmm.
You name it, man. I saw just about every song that you know done in the Postmodern Jukebox style, and very cool. We'll probably be playing some more of those in the future, because I, you know, look, one of the things, I'm not ashamed that I'm a TikTokian, you know what I mean? And I find some good stuff on there from time to time. And this is a TikTok turn on right there. So this, I was turned on to this song by TikTok. So that's it. Anyway, folks, we are back. 727-804-5891 is the number to call or text. We've already gotten several texts this evening, and I appreciate the activity. I like it. It helps stroke my ego when I know that there's people out there. just don't text anything that might hurt my feelings, because I will take your freedom of speech away.
You will be canceled.
You will be canceled. Bad boy. Anyway, before the break, I said, hey, Steph, you and I went to see Ty's band, Phantom Power, last Saturday night. And what was the name of that place? I can't. It's something Potion.
Potion Portal.
Potion Portal. Okay.
PP at PP.
Yeah. So, right. PP at PP. Right. Very cool place. And, you know, you never. Ty's music, how would you. You would describe it as.
We're a thrash metal band.
You're a thrash metal. Okay, you're not death metal. You were in a death metal band.
Yeah.
But now this is thrash metal.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the way Ty explained it to me.
Yeah.
Because when I pulled up the flyer for the show,
mm-hmm.
it was marketed as a punk show.
Punk show, right.
So at a punk show,
yeah.
They're the metal bands.
Yeah, yeah.
At a metal show, they're more of the punk band.
Okay, right. Because they're not
sense? Because
they're not death metal.
They're on the edge of punk and metal.
Yeah. Well, it's surprising. What I liked about the place, Passion Portal is the name of the place.
Potion Portal.
Potion. Portal. And Ty's band is Phantom Power. What I found, I liked the place. It had a great vibe. There was a good crowd there, and what I liked about the crowd was, you know, everybody is still into sort of like the heavy metal sort of garb and stuff like that. Everybody's got, black shirts and jeans and some leather and mm-hmm. stuff like that. But I'm looking around this crowd, and I'm like, this is the biggest bunch of nerds I've ever seen in my life.
It's a video game bar.
Right.
Yeah.
Video, pinball machines, right. Pool tables, and board games.
Yeah, yeah. But when you were in Deceptive Intruder, that was death metal.
Yeah.
And we would go to those shows, and it's like, well, you better keep your hand on your knife. It could get dicey in here. I was not worried. I was more worried at this show this past weekend, where somebody might come up and ask me if I had any Pokemon cards I wanted to trade.
It could happen. They're out there.
No, this was, you know, it's like I felt...
Sally Lou said she saw a picture of your spiked hair.
Well, that's cool.
She dug it.
Nice. I haven't seen any pictures from this show.
I haven't either.
Oh, I sent one to Ty. Oh. I mean, to Paul.
To Paul. Yeah. Okay.
My other son, Paul. Yeah.
Right.
No, I don't know, man. I like your band. I wanted to ask you. You're in this band. How do you feel about being in this band compared to Deceptive Intruder?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I have a lot more creative freedom in this one.
In this one. Yeah. And I like the fact that you play guitar in this one and not bass.
Yeah, it's a lot more fun.
Yeah. I also think, I think this band is a lot easier to listen to.
Yeah.
And I think that you guys are pretty tight. One of the things that, you know, I mean, it's like every Saturday, Ty's going to band practice.
Sunday.
Is it Sunday?
Yeah.
Every Sunday you go into band practice. And I'm thinking, for a while there, I was like, he's got a side piece. but then after seeing the band, very clear to me that you guys actually meet up and practice. You guys are pretty tight.
Well, we try.
It's pretty tight.
It seems to me like you enjoy getting together and spending time together. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, we all get along. And, like, I don't know, this band, we get to do fun things. Like, in Deceptive, we didn't put Labubus and meat grinders on stage.
All right. Now, you may have hurt some people's feelings because the Labubus are pretty popular now. They did, in fact, put a Labubu through a meat grinder on stage. So that's part of the dramatics, part of the theatrical.
Our Nerf gun didn't work. I was upset.
Right.
No, but you guys put on an awesome show.
Yeah. We always try.
Yeah. And I'm sorry. You know, well, I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry. They're because of the crowd, there was no mosh pit.
Debbie Dan Gray wants to know when you started playing guitar.
It was probably 14.
I feel 13? Like it was about it was
I,
like
that's
that.
What I want to say. That's about right. Yeah. About 13, 14.
It's been a while.
Yeah, and remember your...
I'm almost good.
Remember the name of your guitar teacher?
Yeah, I do.
What was his first name? I can't remember.
Tim.
Tim Raper.
Yeah.
Tim. And that's not a stage name. That was his real name. Tim Raper.
Okay, Ty, what was the name of your first band?
I don't know if we can say that on here.
The Abductees, weren't they?
No. That was later.
What was...
Yeah, we probably can't say the name of the first one.
Okay. Or maybe the second one either.
I was referring to... The Abductees.
I always thought The Abductees was a fantastic name.
Your first show that we hosted it. Mm. Do you remember the show we hosted?
Oh, yeah, the Halloween show.
In the backyard on Halloween was The Abductees. And we had, one or two other bands
come in and play in our backyard.
I just remember it being... super cold for Florida.
And it was very bizarre.
Yeah.
I've been in so many bands and none of them have been any good.
Well, and you know,
keep trying, kid.
We had no idea who those other two bands were.
No, they forgot some equipment. It was very nice.
Yeah, but how much of the quote good silver left with them?
Was
it a trade that I didn't know about?
One of the things that I found appalling when we went to the show on Saturday is that they charged me and your mother $30 to get in. We're band parents, man.
It was a charity event.
It was a charity event.
$30.
It's a charity event.
I was like, excuse me? Is this a shakedown?
This is high quality entertainment in here.
I guess. Oh, man. It was fun. I liked it. I hope you got some other shows.
It was a charity event for a good cause.
Yeah.
Yeah, for all the bands, $30 a pop.
No, they didn't get any money.
You didn't get any money?
No, not from
them. Oh, come on.
We didn't make nothing.
If I had known that, I'd have been like, I'll just stand outside. I'll listen. I'll put my ear to the glass.
Out in the pouring rain.
Out in the pouring rain, right. Mm-hmm. Right. I did hear the other day that legendary rock band The Who... will be playing their final show October 1st in Arizona.
How many times have we heard that?
Well, listen, I went to a Stones show in 1981 that was supposedly their final tour. That was 1981.
81.
Yeah, and now they're all 81. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
At least.
Yeah. But I think Roger Daltrey and Pete Townsend, I think they're actually having some issues. So this may, in fact, be the final run for The Who. So
I love The Who.
I do, too. You know what's so funny about I pick the music for the show, and I went into a whole Who phase because, you know, a lot of people, you know, I've always been a rock and roll guy. But I've always been sort of British invasion rock and roll guy. So I like the Stones and Zeppelin and the Who and the Kinks and, you know, all those bands. And I don't think I've ever played
The Who on the show.
I don't think I ever have. I may have played Boris the Spider one time around Halloween. So that's coming
up.
What are you doing? I don't know.
I went through a big Who phase in high school.
Yeah, I did too. Well, you know, Roger Daltrey was so cute, you know, but.
Yeah, I know.
Let's see. Our Tampa Bay Buccaneers are 2-0 after a win against the Houston Texans this past Monday night. How about that? 2-0 already.
2-0.
Ty, I know you're like, those are my guys. The
Bread
Bucks
and circuses.
Mm-hmm. Keep your baseball bats wielding.
Football bats.
Oh, right.
Yeah. The Bucks are hosting the Jets here at Ray J on Sunday for their first home game of the season. And the Bucks are going to be wearing their throwback creamsicle uniforms.
Woohoo!
But it's the white uniform. So
that's
it's
fine.
Yeah, it's the white with the creamsicle trim. And to commemorate the 50 years in the league. 50 years. I am so old now that I remember the Bucks' first game. Yeah. And
is that right?
Yeah.
What year did they come into the league?
76.
That's what I was thinking.
75-76 season, right? Do you know who they came in the league with? Anytime you can't just bring one team in the league. You have to always have an even number. So
I know this answer.
Do you? Oh, Ty, I know Ty doesn't. I'm not even going to ask.
I don't know, man.
Seattle Seahawks came into the league the same time. So 50 years ago, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Seattle Seahawks became NFL football teams.
Teams.
Right? So anyway. I'm a big fan of our Bucks. I've always been a football fan. Grew up being a Redskin fan, now a Commander fan, but yeah, we moved. And been a Buck fan now for nearly 30 years. So,
well, and
I've probably been a Bucks fan for more than I was ever a Redskin fan.
A Redskin fan. Yeah. Well, and given our new TV watching experience.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We've seen the Miami Dolphins play more than the Bucks.
Yeah, for whatever reason, we're getting screwed over here.
We're, you know, apparently they think that if you live in St. Pete, you're a Dolphins fan.
Yeah, we're gonna play your local game. Well, that's the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah.
We live a lot closer to Tampa,
dude.
It's right down the road, brother. Yeah, it's just right over there.
Could you redistrict our map so that we're included in Tampa Bay, not South Florida?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about,
let's see.
Ty.
On a sad note, legendary actor Robert Redford passed away earlier this week at the age of 89. And I didn't see that coming. I mean, I've seen him.
He's 89.
Yeah, I know. But, I mean, still, I mean, every time I've seen him, he looked pretty good. For 89, he looked great.
He looked great.
You know, I mean, I remember as a kid, you know, I saw him in movies like Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, The Sting. I mean, so many. I mean, he has been in a ton of movies.
A ton of movies. And I saw on Facebook.
And didn't he? I think he's the one that started the Sundance Film Festival.
Yes,
I think
he did.
He's like the head of that.
Right. That was his brainchild.
Mm-hmm.
There's a movie that somebody on Facebook said,
right.
Have you ever seen this one? It's phenomenal. And I wrote it down, and I don't remember the name.
He's been in so many, and I remember as a kid, I remember hearing my mom, after seeing Butch Cassidy and Sundance Kid, she couldn't decide if she was more attracted to Robert Redford or what's the other guy? Come on.
I can't think.
I don't know, man.
What? I thought we raised you right.
No, you know the other guy.
I haven't seen that movie since I was 10.
I just had it. Paul Newman.
Yes.
Paul Newman.
Yeah, yeah. So I mean, I remember her and her friends having conversations about which one was the cuter one, Robert Redford or Paul Newman. So I thought they were both very cute. So.
The salad dressing guy.
Hey, Paul Newman was in some great movies.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know enough about the old movies, I'm telling you. Paul Newman was in some great movies. Cool Hand Luke? Come on, man. That's
Did
a great
you
one.
Know that Sam Elliott?
John Connor just said, sure you got enough dynamite there, Butch. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Did you know Sam Elliott was in that movie?
Which one?
Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid?
Doesn't surprise me.
He's 1,000 years old.
He's got to be. Because he's still alive.
He's looked the same the whole time.
Yeah.
Yep. There it is.
Yeah.
Cloris Leachman.
He's like if Grandpa Ron was a cowboy.
No, Grandpa Ron is Omar Sharif.
Yeah. Sure you got enough dynamite there, Butch. That's a good one. I like that. Yeah, great movies. The Sting was great. I can remember as a kid actually seeing these movies in the theater.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
well, and you couldn't see them on your TV. They
and I was young enough at the time where I was with my parents, you know, so I don't know. It's sad, you know, when as you get older, you know, the people that you have always known in your life, you know, people, actors and all kinds of different artists.
Do you remember that one?
What did you know? Did you? I think that Ordinary People. I think he was like the director in that.
Oh, was he?
I think he directed Ordinary People. What a movie that was! So, great stuff.
Out of Africa.
Out of Africa. What's the one where he and Dustin Hoffman were the journalist? Against Nixon. I can't think of the name.
Oh, his Gatsby role?
Right. Yeah.
All the President's Men.
That's it. Yep. All the President's Men. Yeah. Wasn't he in like A River Runs Through It or something like that? It's another great one.
Anyway.
He was in a lot.
I'm looking. Yes. Ordinary People. Let me see.
I think he directed that.
Yeah, he was the director.
Yeah.
I mean, when you Google him and see...
Well, what a life. Can you imagine? Can you imagine that's your life?
Right.
You know, he became an actor. I don't think he became an actor until he was like 23 or 24 years old. But then for the next, what, 60-some years? 60, 70 years? He's
has been a part of movies.
Right.
And...
Yeah. I guess he had I heard something the other day. It said he had a rough childhood. He didn't get along with his dad. His dad was like a scout leader. And for whatever reason, his dad kicked him out of the scout troop. I don't know if maybe he had like ADHD or something. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was
just,
more interested in other things.
And, he was more creative than scouting.
Yeah, I'm not interested in tying knots. I want to do little skits of... movies and stuff over here.
I won't be a cowboy.
I want to do something else. Yeah. I don't want to tie these knots. I don't want to learn how to start a fire with a rock.
Mm-hmm.
No Eagle Scout here. What else do we have? I guess that's it.
Well, I don't know. That's
pretty
your
much
job.
It. Mm-hmm. 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 Let's see. Did that. I did hear the other day. It's so funny. Trump was talking to a bunch of reporters the other day, but I think like right before he got on a flight or something or whatever it was, and he said, "Smart people don't like me."
We know.
It's like, well, you know.
Well, there it is in a nutshell.
Yeah, there you go.
Just coming out and saying it.
Yeah. Hmm.
I think the better way to say it is educated people don't like him.
And then either the same
day, high IQ and
either the same
educated
day or the day after, he claimed that 300 million people died last year due to drug use.
That's pretty bad.
300 million. Does he know numbers? This is the guy we got in charge of our economy?
Population devastated. 300 million. Total loss.
He hopes. Then he would be in charge.
Yeah.
But then there'd be nobody to work for him. Or serve him properly.
What kills me, it's like, if I'm there, if I'm one of the journalists, and he says 300 million people, I'd be like, really, dude? 300 million people? I'd get kicked out of media. I said, you want to rethink that? 300 million people? You sure about that?
Well, okay.
And we still don't have any housing or jobs.
Now, but also, if you were said leader and said that.
Right.
I mean, pick a leader. You know, Biden, Bush.
Well, that's the thing.
Reagan, anybody. That would have been.
Oh, if Biden had said that, there you go. He's lost it. He's lost it. Sleepy Joe.
He doesn't
even know his numbers. Doesn't even know how many people live here.
And it doesn't matter. Mm-mm. Pick a president.
And if you
Jimmy
say anything.
Carter
and us right now talking about this, we might get Kimmeled.
Yeah. We could.
We might get Kimmeled.
We could get Kimmeled.
We're going to get Kimmeled.
You're Kimmeling me.
You're Kimmeling me.
You're Kimmeling us.
You're Kimmeling me, dude.
You know, but
enjoy your free speech now.
No other president
might not be here next week.
Has been able to get away with that kind of free speech.
Well, when you're a cult leader, you can do whatever you want.
I guess, man.
I guess. You know, too bad Charlie Manson isn't here to confirm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, smart people don't like me. And all MAGA goes, but we love you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Morons.
Mormons?
Yeah, Mormons.
Them too.
And Mormons love them too.
Education matters and goes a long way.
Yeah. Is it better to be Kimmeled or to be Kirked? Ring that bell, brother.
I'd rather be Kimmeled.
Kirked is final. That's a more final destination.
Permanent.
Kimmeled, you can figure it out. You can.
There's some other avenues for you.
Yeah, I've made enough money. I'll be all right. Kirked.
Yeah. No.
Do you have Highway to Hell like ready? And you just pop that on.
No.
Look, everyone's free to believe what they want to believe.
Right.
Don't push it on me. You can have your own beliefs.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear about it. And don't tell me I am wrong for having mine.
Right. Listen.
I think maybe we've let that go for too long. Some of these beliefs are dangerous.
Well, what's happening, it seems like to me, is that some of these beliefs are now people that were keeping them stifled are now bringing them out. And it's like, Good Lord.
Have you no shame?
No, right.
Do you know we're a free society? For now.
Did
For
you now? Did you go to school?
No, that's too woke.
Do you have an education?
Mm-hmm. Here, I'm going to do this because we're getting close to the break. So something cool, I mean, if you're here in the area, cool. Record store pop-up this Sunday, the 21st, 12 to 4, featuring six record stores, Modern Needs, Planet Retro Records, Bananas Records, Daddy Cool Records, Stay Tuned Records, and Micro Groove. So it's going to be like, it's over, the event is located at 559 Mirror Lake Drive in downtown St. Pete.
Shuffleboard Courts.
Is that where it is?
The Shuffleboard Club.
Okay.
Is hosting the...
So I guess it's just going to be a bunch of tents with these record stores.
Record stores,
yeah.
Live music. It's a whole party. It's a whole event.
Cool. Well, not too many of us have turntables anymore, but if you go down there, you can probably get some really cool stickers.
Yeah.
You can probably get some pretty cool albums.
Really cool swag. Don't buy the albums if you don't have it. Otherwise, we're going to thumbtack them to your wall.
Yeah, wall art.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Hey. Right. Opportunity for a wall art project.
That's cool. Anyway, our music director here at Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, Jay Kolb, is going to be broadcasting live from down there. So Sunshine is going to have a tent where Jay Kolb is going to be broadcasting. He says he's going to be there solo. So he's asking for some of us to come down and maybe help him out a little bit.
Yeah.
Help him out a little bit. So maybe we're going to be printing shirts on Sunday.
We'll see.
Right.
You know, we have a schedule.
Mm-hmm.
We can only be in one place at a time.
Cool event, though.
Cool event.
I think I saw that there was going to be a food truck there. And I think they said it was going to be like a Puerto Rican food truck, so... That's it.
Well, and
that's it.
There's a promo that's coming up next.
Yeah, when we do the... Oh, it's time.
It's time.
It's absolutely time. All right, folks. We have done our first hour of the show. I hope you've enjoyed it so far. I hope you're willing to stick around through the promos and all that and listen to the last hour of the show.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. right here on Radio St. Pete Online and on Sunshine, 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. Like I said, we're going to take this break, and during the break, I got a plethora of promos to play. Do yourself a favor and check them out, because there's a lot of fantastic programming on Radio St. Pete. Do it. We will be back in about 5 or 6 minutes. See you.
Sunshine 96.7 FM, WLMX LP St. Petersburg, Radio St. Pete.
One and all, let us imbibe with the Marco Radio Show Happy Hour. This is Ed Rowe from the Boho Sideshow.
All right, well, that was California Poppy by Theo Lawrence, and that's another one of my TikTok turn-ons. Let me just say this first. We're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We're back. We've got Stephanie, Ty, and me, little old Marco, here in the studio. 727-804-5891 is the number to call if you want to call or text. This is the start of our second hour, and I'm glad you're here with us.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. Not you, Stephanie. No, but this song, California Poppy, I heard it on TikTok, and I listened to it, and there's something about it. It's listed as country, but I think it's a little bit different than country, like your standard country. I think it's got a little bit of it's got a country twang to it.
It does,
but it's also
twang.
Got a little rockabilly to it a little bit. So I dig it. Anyway. I was so bold as to send my buddy, Eddie Rosicky, of the Eddie Rosicky and the Boho Sideshow Band. I said, hey, man, I have this song that I feel like I could hear you guys playing it, you know? And
And it would have more of a
boho but jazz. play it in your way.
In your way.
You know what I mean? But I think the words and all that stuff would fit perfectly.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Eddie did not respond back, and he's probably thinking, who the F does he think he is, man? We played a show in his living room one time, and now all of a sudden he thinks he can send me, you know.
No, but I absolutely get what you're saying.
Can you not hear the Boho Sideshow Band playing that?
And making it funky, their jazz.
Yeah.
More of a jazz song.
I mean, they play that song, My Bucket's Got a Hole in It.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, it's, come on. I can definitely hear them playing this.
Yeah.
So, but he didn't respond back, so he's probably like, that's it. He's cut off.
Mm-hmm.
Next time we're playing somewhere and we see him walk, they're going to have my picture at the door. Don't let this guy in.
Right. I'm surprised that didn't happen early on.
Well,
I'm surprised they accepted to play here.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Anyway. That was again. Sorry, the name of that song was "California Poppy." By,
you want a cough drop?
I don't.
You sure?
Oh, you have one?
No.
See,
never take candy from strangers.
Ty's like one of those people that drives around in a white van, man. I got something in here for you, honey. Anyway, it's "California Poppy" by Theo Lawrence. And that's another one of my TikTok turn-ons, music-wise, but I dig it. Anyway, so where were we? Start of our second hour here. And Ty, did you saw that Mom and I were watching this show called Leave the World Behind. Did you guys watch that?
Oh, yeah, the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Was it?
It was all right.
It's like, what's actually happening here? My whole thing, what I couldn't get over is that the movie starts off with this oil tanker beaching itself on this beach, and it looked pretty dramatic. People mm-hmm. were running off the beach, right? And then the whole rest of the movie, they never mention the oil tanker. It's like, I thought for sure that this was going to be the ghost ship or the whatever. What?
Well, I mean,
they never mentioned the boat again.
I mean, look at all the stuff that goes on now. You know, it's just another thing,
I guess.
Oh,
it was
okay.
Yeah,
I thought I fell asleep.
Anyway, it was what was it on Netflix or whatever it was? It was called "Leave the World Behind," and. Wasn't there something about it? Isn't this something that somehow Barack and Michelle Obama were involved in this thing?
Yeah, I think they were. I think they produced it.
Something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's kind of a different kind of movie, and I think it was either on Netflix or
Amazon Prime, something. Paramount yeah. Plus. I don't know.
I just couldn't ever get over the fact that it was like, well, what about the boat? What about that? What about the boat?
Yeah, but I mean, look at everything.
I guess.
There were too many other distractions. Mm-hmm.
Leave the world behind.
Mm-hmm. So,
there is a new series that I want to watch, and this is on Netflix, and I think it's going to be very good. It's called Black Rabbit.
You haven't heard of it?
And it's got Jude Law and Jason Bateman. And basically, it's Jude Law is a restaurateur in New York City who is starting to really hit the ground running. He's starting to become a famous restaurateur or popular in New York City, right? And then his deadbeat brother, Jason Bateman, rolls into town, who is being followed by a bunch of bookies and stuff like that he owes money to.
Mm.
And so now all of a sudden, Jude Law, the restaurant guy, is now being forced to now deal with the New York City mob. You know,
you gotta kill him off.
Yeah, something. I don't know. It looks like it might be pretty good. I mean, Jude Law is a great actor, and so is Jason Bateman, I think. And I don't know. I think it's worth a watch. Black Rabbit on Netflix. Jude Law. I mean, we recently saw Jude Law in The Amazing Mr. Ripley, which is a phenomenal movie.
Yes.
So, anyway, that's that. If you're looking for something to watch. I saw something that says one in three parents say their kids have made unapproved online purchases.
I buy stuff all the time, man.
Well, that's what I was going to say, Ty. every day I come home, it seems like there's packages on the front porch, and I haven't approved any of them.
Well, look.
It's not your bank account.
Debbie Dan Gray says they're watching Black Rabbit. It's, hold on, my phone faded. It's good, kind of slow. Well, Debbie Dan, don't give up on it. Sometimes the first couple of episodes
are the introduction.
Right.
Just you guys gave up on Andor after like the first
Andor
episode.
Andor was horrible.
No, it's fantastic.
Andor was horrible.
You're just quitters.
No, I'm not a quitter. That's why I don't go to AA.
It's an incredible show, and you couldn't be bothered to watch it.
We'll try again.
We'll try again. Someday. No, I'm just kidding. Wink, wink.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kidding. I'm sure it's a great show, Ty.
I like to jump in, you know, deep end of the pool. So maybe I should start season one, episode like 4.
You got to watch the whole thing.
I don't think so. Cause
then I'll go back and watch 1, 2, and 3 to figure out if I have questions.
Mm-hmm. You're such a lame ass.
But anyway, 1 in 3 parents say their kids have made unapproved online purchases. I saw a video one time where all of a sudden this Amazon truck is showing up and it's unloading the entire truck out in front of the house. And it's got these big boxes. I mean, the whole front yard is full of boxes, right? And turns out that the 5-year-old kid had gotten a hold of the phone and figured out how to order stuff on Amazon. He had just about every electric car, rideable car that you can imagine, right? And it was like,
he's too smart. You got to put him down.
Yeah. That's my whole thing. Yeah. You got to put that kid down. He's not going to be any good for,
I think they were letting him play with an old phone.
Something
that they thought was not.
Yeah, but it was like $8,000 worth of stuff that he ordered, and it was all like rideable electric cars, like Millie's tractor out there, and stuff like that,
all
kinds of stuff.
Jeeps and
right. Can you imagine? I mean, what do you do? I mean, you've got to be able to listen. I know, like, the return policy and stuff like that for Amazon, it's almost like if you call them and you say, I didn't get the right one, they'll be like, well, we'll send you another one.
Well,
so that you could scam them so easily by just saying, if you wanted to, it'd be like, this one's not.
Have you not seen the Amazon ninjas?
No.
They'll send them out. They will kill you.
Well, and Dad thinks you need to call them to make a return.
So Solve says kids do that with Alexa. Yeah, I'm sure.
Just don't have Alexa.
Kids are too smart these days. I was never that smart. I mean, I was one of the first kids in my neighborhood to have Pong. I could barely figure that out.
Well,
and it was slow moving.
That really says a lot more about you.
Gnip, canop. Gnip.
This is why he doesn't have the Amazon login information. Because he's like a 5-year-old child.
I wish, yeah, right. Well,
you have no idea the packages that would show up on the porch.
Do you have any idea the guilt that I would have if I ever ordered anything off of Amazon and had it delivered in my name? I mean, do you have any idea? I showed you tonight this fan that I bought 2 weeks ago. And I was like, I was afraid to show Mom.
Why?
That I bought this fan for this room. I don't know, because I was afraid that, Mom is not happy unless you pay next to nothing for it. I'm sure.
I'm frugal.
Yeah. I'm sure if she was at the store with me, it'd be like, yeah, that's a nice one, but we want that one. Mm-hmm. It's held together by Band-Aids.
Oh, stop. I'm not that cheap.
I don't know. I can't even imagine having the ability to order anything off of Amazon. Never have, and I probably never will. No, someday in the future, if when I grow up, if I will have the ability to... listen, a lot of people will be very happy with me because I'll be very generous. I'll be ordering stuff for all kinds of people. You know, but I don't know how to do it, so just don't.
And we don't have the bank account to pay for it.
I get Amazon points from buying gas and groceries. So every time I go on Amazon, I've usually got like a $10 off thing. So I'm just like, I'm just buying stuff.
See?
He's
figured it out.
Well, and
I need some of that juju.
Yeah. Oh, you just buy stuff. Mm-hmm. Not earning points or coupons or...
Yeah. I really want to see the new Spinal Tap movie.
Yeah.
And Mom and I the other night we were going to be like, okay, so we saw that the new Spinal Tap movie was on like a Paramount Plus or whatever it was that we were watching. And it was like, okay, well, you got to pay for it. We didn't want to pay for it. But then we thought, okay, well, let's watch the original one. And now they're making you pay to watch the original one.
Of course, that's crap.
It's a scam.
That is crap. That movie's been out for, what, 30 years?
I mean, I have it. Do you have a DVD player?
No. Yes. Who do you think we are?
We do.
It's in one of those boxes in the other room.
Yeah, it's in a box in a room that hasn't been unpacked.
But I thought, well, let's watch the original. And it was like, well, you got to pay for that one, too. That's crap.
Well, that's just like the... what was the, I want to say Four Seasons or, you know, where Paul said, watch the original movie with Carol Burnett before you watch.
Yeah.
Well, we had to pay for that.
Right.
It's all a scam.
I'm not paying for a 40-year-old
movie.
They want
you to pay for everything.
Yes, they do. And then they give you...
How crazy is it? Is that the whole thing, you know, several years ago was like, everybody, we need to cut the cord. We need to cut the cord. And then they come out with all these different apps or places where you can find entertainment. But by the time you pay for all of those, you know, spots to get entertainment, you're paying more than you did for the cable.
Right.
Well, there's always a new grift.
Yeah, it is. It's grifting.
Yeah.
Thank you. That is exactly the word of today's economy.
Mm.
You know, buy this, buy that.
And you don't get to buy it. You're renting it.
You're renting it. You don't get to keep it.
Yep.
Talk about a grift.
It's like your music.
Talk about a grift. The new iPhone 17 is in stores today.
It's a joke.
Well, I don't know if it's a joke or not. I mean, it's way too more sophisticated than I ever needed to be. I have an Apple iPhone. What do we have? The Apple iPhone 2? You know what I mean?
I don't know. Maybe.
Now they're at 17, but I did see something where the cheapest one is like $800, and the most advanced one is like $2,000 plus.
Yeah, skip that.
And I'm like, excuse me. You know, I got my Apple iPhone 2 with my subscription to whatever we're with, you know.
Right. We got the free one.
Yeah.
And it does everything I need it to do.
Yeah, that's what I want to do is pay $2,000 for a phone and first day at work, drop it in the pool.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? Why don't they make cell phones waterproof?
Because
you should be able to drop them in a pool.
They got to make money.
They need to be disposable.
Mm. They want you to buy another one.
Yeah, I guess.
That's. Don't get me started on that.
I won't.
I'll leave my soapbox behind.
You just push that soapbox right back under the table there.
I'm pushing it back under.
Mm.
It's got wheels.
Yep. I saw this thing the other day. It says, most trustworthy accents here in the United States. Most trustworthy accents. Where do you suppose people are from that have the most trustworthy accents? And I was super surprised at number one. Now, I've only got the top two.
Okay.
Top two most trustworthy accents. And then I have the top two least trustworthy accents.
Okay.
So what
let me start by asking you guys, do we have an accent?
I don't. Some people say I do, but I'm like, from where? From what? I don't think I do.
Okay. But we need to quantify.
But you know there are places that have a definite accent.
Oh, yes. There right. are definite accents.
So if you're thinking about those places that have a definite accent, what would you say would be the number two? Not even the number one.
Trustworthy?
Yeah, trustworthy accent. Like you go someplace and you run into these people and they got this accent. And you're like, okay, I trust you. It's so ridiculous. I don't know who made this list, but okay, they're saying on this list that the number two most trustworthy accent is a Cajun accent.
What?
I drove cross country with my mother, and my car broke down in Louisiana. I never felt more in fear of my life. I mean, truly, never felt more in fear of my life than when I was in Louisiana. the number one most trustworthy accent, a Boston accent? Are you kidding me?
No.
Have you ever met anybody from Boston that'd be like, that's my man? You know what I mean?
Who, old Whitey Bulger here? No, thank you.
Now,
okay, so did you find this information on the internet?
I just heard it on the show.
Okay, so this is propaganda.
Yeah.
Where they're trying to tell you, no. They're great.
It's not working.
Not true.
So the least trustworthy, you're going to love this tie. So number two, what do you suppose? I got two and one. What's number two?
Hawaiian.
Least trustworthy.
Alabama.
No. New Jersey.
What?
I can get that. Mm-hmm. Number one, you're gonna love this tie because this is where you want to go. Mountain West.
What?
Mountain West.
Okay.
Okay. I think the propaganda has it all backwards.
I don't know
because the New Maybe. Jersey fits.
Yeah.
The Boston and New Jersey. To me, you got to ask some questions.
Okay, so let's, we have to take a break already.
Mm.
Look at us.
Okay.
All right, folks, we're going to take this quick break. This is our fourth and final break. And when we come back into this, we're in the fourth segment of the show.
Fourth down.
Football season, everybody. All right, folks, we'll be right back. This is a little Folsom Prison Blues, but you might recognize the voice. It's not who you think it is. It's his grandson. Dig this. We'll be right back. All right, well, that was Thomas Gabriel, Johnny Cash's grandson, with Johnny Cash's song, Folsom Prison Blues. So hope you dug that. We're back, and this, like I said, this is our final segment. It goes quick, so you got to pay attention. 727-804-5891 is the number to call or text. I got a text over the break that says that they think that I have a southernish accent.
Really?
I've not ever heard that. But maybe. Well, from where they're from. I'm way south from where they are.
Well, and
they're Canardians. So
And you've lived in the South for a while.
I guess.
It rubs off.
I guess I picked up a twang.
A bit of a twang.
Something. A little something, something. Mm-hmm. Let's see. There was something I checked. Oh, now this is concerning. So we know that down in the Miami area and stuff like that, in the Everglades and down off, what's that highway? Where the Everglades, Alligator Alley and all that. So they're having a big thing with like all the invasive pythons and stuff like that. And even like down even farther in Key West, with all of the invasive iguanas. So I heard this week that now wild iguanas have been spotted right here in St. Pete.
Nice. Cool.
Great. So what's next? The python?
I'm going to get one.
No, you're not. You will keep him in the neighbor's yard.
The dinosaurs are retaking the country.
The last time we were in Key West.
We saw them.
We saw them.
They're big.
Yeah.
I mean we're not talking.
We have the geckos here. These suckers are good sized.
They're bigger than our puppies.
Yeah. They're dangerous looking. They're
formidable.
They should be mounted in the Smithsonian. They are big and.
No, no, we can't have them there.
Oh no, no. Steph's accent. You're Southern.
Oh, I get that.
Mm-hmm.
I get that.
Yeah. I do, too. You have a twang, too.
I do have a twang. Mm-hmm. But I also am in a business where I talk to a lot of people.
Right.
Every day.
Mm-hmm. Would you eat iguana?
I'd try it.
Supposedly, there are so many iguanas down in Miami and Key West and stuff like that, that actually there are street vendors who have captured these iguanas and now are cooking and serving iguana meat.
Renewable food source.
I hear it's not bad.
I'd try it.
I mean, I've tried gator. Yeah. I've had gator a couple of times.
It's
One time I thought it was good. The other time I was like, yuck.
Yeah.
So I think it depends on how you cook it, you know. I don't know. I'm not happy about the invasion moving this far north.
Well, I don't know.
I can deal with the iguanas.
Especially if they're edible.
Mm-hmm. I can deal with the iguanas, but the pythons, forget about it. I don't like the black racers that we have. Can you imagine rolling out on the porch and there's a, 10-foot python out on the porch?
I don't know.
To move.
Is he edible?
Oh, like... you saw a black racer out on our front porch. You didn't go out that door for a month.
I'm still sketchy about the front porch.
Yeah, right. Come on. You go out there and there's this big 10-foot python out there.
But, the world goes to hell in a handbasket. Mm. Yeah. We might like to have that meat.
We'd eat hurricane food.
We eat the puppies first.
No.
Something else I heard is that coming soon to Tampa, downtown Tampa, is going to be this huge Ferris wheel. It's like 250 feet tall.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah, it's called the Wheel Over Water. And I think that's kind of cool. I always thought that when they redid the St. Pete Pier that they should have put a big Ferris wheel out there.
That would have been neat.
It would have been neat. But think about the logistics of that. I mean, if they could make it so that it folds down during the storms, because they're right there, man, where the storms come in, So it's like if you can make it where it folds down, parallel.
But with that ability.
Or if it stands up, does it turn into like one of those Dyson fans?
what concerns me about the ability to put it down.
Yeah.
Is.
Will it fall down while you're riding it?
Right.
Yeah.
Would it go down?
If you don't
down
put that cotter pin in just right.
Accidentally.
That sucker's going to tip.
You know, so do you want it to be solid?
Mm. They're talking about
do you want it to be able to lay down?
They're talking about the rides are going to be anywhere from like 25 to 30 minutes. They're going to be enclosed air-conditioned gondolas on this thing. 250 feet tall. They're talking about you're going to be able to see the wonderful skyline of Tampa. And I'm like, oh. Tampa skyline's not so wonderful. I'm thinking, really?
That's it?
Yeah, I don't know.
How much is this going to cost?
You just need to go 6-7 stories in a condo anywhere.
Right.
And you're cool.
Mm.
Make friends.
Yeah. I saw this thing also that I thought was pretty funny. We all Google from time to time. I pretty much Google stuff all the time.
Do your Googles.
I Googles. But I saw this thing. It says, one of the most common Google searches is, what do you think it is? I have two, but the number two most common Google search.
I don't know.
Okay. What do you, like directions? I mean, is this a broad?
Mm-mm. It's a broad thing. Number two, is it weird to like the smell of my own farts?
Oh, no.
What?
I can't stand. I don't fart. I mean, truly, if I walk into a bathroom and I see feet under the stall, I walk out. I'm not sharing this journey with you. I'm not sharing your funk. You know what I mean?
That is yours.
I can't even imagine. Can you imagine Googling, is it weird that I like the smell of my own farts?
Oh, okay, so Gen Z is different.
Right.
And
damaged.
They're fueling that number two Google search.
Oh, I think this is probably also Gen Z. Because number one is it weird that I like the taste of blood?
What?
I mean, who's Googling this? Where are we as a nation? What's happening?
Nowhere good.
Again,
it's all coming undone.
We're losing our freedom of speech. There's people that love the smell of their own farts and the taste of blood.
Ghouls.
Christ's sake.
Again, the propaganda machine. I blame the propaganda machine.
Start boarding up the windows. Good God.
We have steel panels. If we start now.
Good God.
We might be able to get them all up in a year. And maybe we should.
Yeah.
You know, because we're about to get Kimmeled.
Yeah.
We don't want to be Kirk.
We've probably already been Kimmeled.
We're on our way to a Kirk.
Yeah, right.
We're going to be Kirked. Yeah.
Hurricane shutters might be necessary.
I saw something that said 1 in 8 Americans think they can get away with committing a serious crime.
Oh, it depends what it is.
Well, I don't think these days you can get away with anything. I really don't. I think they.
Oh, well, no.
Not with that attitude.
Well, if
you got to be cool, man.
You would have to be. I think you would have to be a complete loner. You have no friends. You have no social media. No nothing. If you cannot, because what happens more often than not these days is everybody likes to brag.
Yeah.
They go on social media and that's how they get caught. For anything, any crime.
You just don't talk about it.
You can't.
It's that easy.
And you can't. You can't. If you're going to murder somebody, you can't murder somebody you know.
So 1 in 8 people think they can get away with it because they won't talk about it.
I guess.
And yet our own president said publicly that he could murder someone in broad daylight downtown New York and get away with it.
Yeah, right. Times Square. Do you not believe that? I believe it.
That he could do it? Yeah, probably.
I believe it. I absolutely believe it. He gets away with everything. He's the Teflon Don.
Yep.
He gets away with everything. He does whatever he wants.
But that doesn't mean the the misconception.
The only way we're going to get out of this is if he gets kirked.
The misconception.
Is that a van in the,
is
in the driver?
That his supporters think they have that Teflon too.
Right. Yep.
Which they do not.
No. Sometimes we talk about it on the show. It's like when you watch, you have a movie that you've watched and you're like, okay, so like Edward Scissorhands, right? And it was Johnny Depp, right? And so I saw this thing where it was like, who was supposed to play Edward Scissorhands?
Who else was in contention?
Okay, I got two.
Okay.
Okay, one makes sense. The other one is like, what? So who, if you had to guess, who would have played Edward Scissorhands other than Johnny Depp?
I don't know.
Okay.
That's a weird one.
Well, the first one makes total sense to me, and I can see where it could have happened and it would have still been a good movie. Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
I think Jim Carrey could have done
it. Oh, Jim Carrey.
I think it would have been too silly.
No, I think he
maybe
could've.
He can be reined in.
Yeah,
he
but can be reined in. Not back then.
You're right. Yeah, back then it probably would have been. But it was. Think about how strange that movie was anyway. Edward Scissorhands, right? So it would have been different, but I think it would have been also as good. Chalamet, Edward Scissorhands. I can see that because he's very Johnny Depp-like.
Mm-hmm.
But the other one that I saw in this story that doesn't make any sense to me at all, Tom Cruise. Ew. Can you see Maverick?
No. I really don't want to see him in anything.
And the only reason he didn't get it is because he was so critical of the role.
Yeah.
He was like, well, none of this makes any sense. How would I even go to the bathroom? How would I even do this? How would I eat? How would I do, you know, and they were like, go do Maverick. go do that.
Listen here, Risky Business.
This movie's not for you. Yeah, Risky Business, right. This movie's not for you.
Well,
but Chalamet, I could see that.
And that's just it.
But Chalamet, when this movie was born, made, was probably not even born yet. Timothy Chalamet.
Yeah.
You know. What was the movie? I love the movie where he was the barber, the butcher barber. And it had, what's her name?
Sweeney Todd.
Sweeney Todd.
Yeah, that was
That's
cool.
A great movie.
That is a great movie. Great cinematography.
Mm-hmm. Soundtrack.
Okay, soundtrack, so I just got Tom Cruise is a real movie star. He can do anything. I don't think he's playing Edward Scissorhands.
Yeah.
He can't do fantasy.
I'm sorry. He's I can't even imagine what that movie would be like.
No, he can't do fantasy.
Right.
It needs to be true, right?
I get Tom Cruise is a great actor.
He's a great
actor. And
he's
made some fantastic movies.
He was great in Interview with a Vampire because he just had to be douchey. He's got that
true.
One nailed.
Vampire, right. So, I don't know. I get it. I just can't see him as Edward Scissorhands.
No.
I could see somebody like, I could see somebody even as weird as, what's the guy that was, why can't I think of his name?
What about Pee Wee Herman?
Pee Wee Herman would have been great.
Yeah.
You know,
Paul Rubens,
but it wouldn't have been as, I think it would have been a little quirkier, more fun.
Yeah.
What's the guy in Face Off?
Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage. I could see him doing it.
He could have done it.
I could see him doing it.
He's so all over the place.
He is all over the place. He's a great actor, but he's all over the place.
What was that movie?
I'd like to have a conversation with Nicolas Cage. It'd be like, man.
Where he was like the motorcycle guy that caught on fire.
Right.
It was like Ghost Rider.
Ghost Rider. Something like that, right? Yeah.
That that's why I think he could have pulled off Edward Scissorhands.
Yep. I do have, I guess I'm, I got like, well, one, you ever, Ty, have you ever had a massage?
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
I know, Steph, you like a massage. I'm not a fan.
Never had one.
Well, it's just not my thing. I can't even imagine doing it. But I was talking to my buddy, John today. And he said that he had an appointment this afternoon to go get a massage, and it was by a masseuse that walks on his back.
Oh.
It's a Japanese thing, and they, I wish I knew what the Japanese word for it was. He told me, but I don't know Japanese, so I didn't get it. but, yeah, so this masseuse walks on his back. And the funny thing about the story was is that he and his wife, Cindy, discovered this masseuse that walks on the back. Cindy did it like first and she wasn't into it. So then John does it. He totally loves it. This is fantastic. Then he finds out that she's a MAGA moron and he's like, that's it. I'm protesting. I'm not doing it. I won't go back. He won't go back. So then he was like, so I didn't go back for a while. And then it was like, really good massage. So now he's going back. I'm not even thinking about the whole MAGA thing.
Yeah, we just won't think about it.
Yeah. And I'm thinking, you know, for me, hold on.
You just need to get a massage. You need to get out of your own headspace.
Ashiatsu. John just sent that to me. Ashiatsu. And my whole thing is... It's like, listen, I'm not crazy about, I just can't even imagine the whole thing about, laying there and people touching me for that period of time. I just feel they'd be very judgy. My other thing is I'm not a big fan of other people's feet. You know what I mean? So it's going to be like... Can you wear socks or can you put some shoes on?
Don't just come in here and put those dogs on me.
I don't know where those dogs... Can I see the dogs first?
Steamy.
What if you got like all kind of cheesy, blistered up toenails or something? I don't want them home. What if your heels are all crusted up and
sweaty crock foot?
Yeah, I don't want any of that on me.
I'm
gonna have to check out those dogs before you start walking on my back.
All right. This is what we're gonna do for our anniversary. Yeah, right. We're gonna go and get massages.
So I just heard this girl who's on the radio, Danielle, and she said that for her anniversary, her and her husband just recently went and got a couple's massage. And they thought it was going to be so sensual and stuff like that. And what happened is, and they said, well, were you guys talking to each other through the whole thing? She said, no, we both fell asleep. Yeah. So it was an hour and a half that we both just fell asleep. So anyway, so that's that. All right, I got to do
couples
these quotes.
Massage for our anniversary.
Yeah, do it.
All right.
You know, I mean. 38
every time.
Years.
I'm going all in. I want the what do you say it was?
A chew.
Ashiatsu. Ashiatsu. That's what I want.
I'm gassy and I'm trying not to lose it.
Squeezing a fart out of you.
They're pushing on me in there.
Don't push there.
I'm fighting for my life.
That's
it's always
their,
some nice old lady.
That's their goal. Their goal is to push the gas out.
If we
of
do
you.
It, Steph, I want the ashiatsu.
Okay. Talk to John. We'll make an appointment.
Anyway, I got to do these quotes. This isn't my quotes. These are my music. Hold on.
Read it anyway.
Yeah, right.
Wrong page.
This one says, everyone agrees with free speech until they hear something they don't like.
Yes.
Yeah.
Soon the only comedian left on TV will be Caroline Levitt.
Yeah.
I agree with that. There's nothing in all of the world more dangerous than an idiot who thinks he's a genius.
Yes.
Yeah. You can't fix stupid. But the hats sure make it easy to identify.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Education is everything.
Yeah. This one says, are you a pedophile or do you just support them? And the last one says, and I love this. This is so great. This one says, it's often the mouth that breaks the nose.
Oh.
It's often the mouth that breaks the nose. Isn't it?
Yes, mm-hmm. It is.
Stephanie, do you have anything you want to add here at the end of the show?
I am so glad it's the weekend.
Me too. God damn it.
The weather has changed enough. For me, yeah. You know, just that
it's
scotch.
Nice. We don't need it. We don't need it too much. We just need a little edge off.
Yeah, the edge is off, mm-hmm. And I'm very happy about that.
Yep.
Happy birthday to all the birthday people today. Yep. Chris, Big Mike, Cousin Debbie, happy birthday to Scott tomorrow, my brother.
Right.
Plethora.
What about you, kid?
I don't know, man.
New Year's Eve, babies.
When's the next time we're going to be able to see your band? I really enjoyed that. It was fantastic.
We've got one set up for, I think, December 13th, but we're talking about doing another one.
December?
Yeah.
I know.
For Christ's sake. You're tight now. I mean, you guys are going to be like Led Zeppelin by then.
That's the goal.
There you go. I dug it. I thought you guys were great. I almost enjoyed seeing you at that place more than I ever enjoyed seeing you at the Brass Mug in the death metal mode. Yeah. It was a lot more enjoyable. I dug it. It was a good evening. I dug it. Anyway, I will say Semper Fi Double Dogs. I miss your mom, Duchess. It's about that time. I want to thank everybody that played along this evening. And with the text messages, it truly means a lot to me. It helps. It truly helps. Keeping the flow and hearing other people's perspectives and stuff like that. Anyway, folks, we're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. right here on Radio St. Pete Online and on Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. We love speaking with you every Friday evening, and we look forward to speaking with you again next Friday. Be safe. Be careful. Love you. Bye.